e-government. We'll open the public hearing on House Bills 3359 and 3389. I believe we have anyone to testify on either one of these two bills.
Could I just take a look at them? Would you like to pass them down just for the hell of it? Oh, they're in the book.
They're in your book.
Just for the heck of it.
Would you like to explain?
Please, Mike.
Okay. Representative Patridge and Representative Lowe. House Bill 3359 requires state agencies make available on the Internet any records or reports that they're required by law to publish. There is fiscal impact on 3359, but it has been determined to be indeterminate due to a number of factors, which you'll find bulleted here under comments. Representative Patrick.
Can I ask a question or two?
Go ahead.
How are these things going to be stored? Is there a cost related to the storage thereof?
I think they're probably going to post them on the Internet, and there will be some associated cost, but I think that that's indeterminate as to the amount of data it may take at a particular point in time and what kind of compression they use, and those kinds of things. But this is something that DAS...
Okay, I'm concerned also about... Rob, try this on for size.
Okay.
Supposing you're an AG and you are working on, you know, some case, some trial, some sort of something, and you have various drafts of proposed orders, various revisions and that kind of stuff. Under the would that be required to be disclosed under the Freedom of Information Act? And if those things are stored, and they wouldn't have to be posted on the Internet, would they?
No, these are just the reports that they're required
just
by
the final reports.
State law.
Oh, you mean like the ones that we get, the massive ones that come to us at various points during the session and in the interim?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, I move past.
We're in work session. And we have someone who signed up.
We do?
Mr. Saperstein signed up.
I'll be signed.
On 3359.
We're still in public hearing.
And we're still in public hearing.
Oh, good. Mr. Chair, member of the committee, Al Saperstein. I'm representing Boise Cascade. And I'm not sure I have comment on this bill, but I'm trying to figure out where my comment should be, and this seems to be the most relevant, so you can decide whether you discard it or not. And when I read this, the thing that concerned me is an issue that our attorneys, who unfortunately reside in Boise, Idaho, and not in Oregon, have encountered with the ORSs and OARs that are on the Internet, is that the Archives Division has decided that tables and graphs relating to specific ORSs and OARs take up too much memory, and they don't put those on the Internet. And so my question is, when this bill requires that reports be added, is that report minus the tables and graphs or in addition? And if that's the case for reports, it ought to be the same for ORSs and OARs.
My comment back to you would be, I think it needs to be the complete report in its entirety. They have the ability to post those now. And I would agree with you that reports and graphs are important parts of these reports. So for the legislative history of this, I think we probably should discuss that.
And I would take that, since you feel that's an important part of the reports, you must also believe that that's an important part of the Oregon Revised Statutes and Oregon Administrative Rules, that tables and graphs and charts, other exhibits, ought to be part of them.
I would agree.
Good. I have nothing else.
I think we need a fiscal.
We do have a
fiscal
on both these bills.
Indeterminate.
The fiscal is indeterminate.
That hardly qualifies as a fiscal.
Well, I think it's difficult to measure what kind of effect this would be, and I think, you know, if there's no one else on public testimony, I'll close this and then we can go to work session.
Anybody else? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
You need to go.
So I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3359 and 3389. And I'll go into work session on House Bill 3389. No, we opened it on both.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And 3389 is the bill, my understanding is that gas is where they're trying to get and try to put these things on the internet. But I think the issue for just the legislative history is so that we're unsure about the system, Representative Lowe, on these, because we don't know how much memory and other things it's going to take to store all this.
Yeah, I was worried about that if we had to.
And it depends on how many reports the legislature band-aids as well.
Yes, that's there you go.
So,
so we are going to let DAS and Archives have an opportunity to comment on this. Where do these bills go from here? They go to Ways and Means, big?
No.
They go to the floor?
They'll go to the floor from here.
For the purposes of moving these bills to the floor only and reserving the right to vote sideways on them if Archives or DAS comes forward with some new information that would make them look bad. But absent that, they make sense to me given our objectives in this committee. Mr. Chair, I move which one, 89, 3389 to the floor to the floor.
Thank you. Representative Lowe's moved House Bill 3389 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
No, I skipped the due pass part.
Okay.
I'm just moving it to the floor.
Move it to the floor. Mark, we did contact DAS regarding this bill.
Yes.
And Archives Division was contacted as well. Is that correct?
President Patridge, I believe DAS was contacted. I contacted them directly. They said that they would support this bill and had no reason to testify.
But does Archives know about the reports, including, and the OARs, including charts and graphs and whistles and bells? And did they have a chance to comment on that?
Representative Lowe, I'm not certain of that. I spoke with DAS and had not talked to Archives, but DAS did say that they had spoken with the groups who would be interested in this.
Okay.
In this bill.
Could you ask them again and at least let me know? Appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. House Bill 3389 has been moved to the floor by Representative Lowe. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So ordered.
Oh, I'm useful.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move 3359 to the floor.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that one yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Now I'd open a work session on House Bill 2987. Mark, can you give us an update on this?
Certainly.
No, Representative Butler.
Representative Patridge and Representative Lowe. House Bill 2987 is the bill that preempts local laws by cities, counties, or local government entities to regulate the use of cellular telephones. Part of discussion from last meeting, we had talked about amendments to this bill which would add motor vehicles to the bill, cellular phones in motor vehicles, and preempt only those laws relating to cell phones as used in motor vehicles. And we do have this amendment if it's in your folders at the front. And so this is what we'll be talking about today. Representative Patridge.
Thanks, Mark. Representative Butler has graciously come to our committee to grace us with his presence. And Representative Butler.
Thank you, Representative Patridge. I'm Tom Butler from House District 60. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today to speak on behalf of House Bill 2987. I don't have the benefit of the Dash 1 amendments, but I understand the gist of what they do provide. And today, as I walk from the Senate side of the building back over to the House side of the building, I realized I had my cell phone plugged into my ear, and just as I moved from one place to another, the rules changed. And I didn't pay much attention to the places that I was moving back and forth between. And I submit to you that just as easily as I move around this building, where the rules are different in different parts of the building relative to the possession, and even though it's a silent sound of a cell phone, I submit to you that such is the case with the potential of the use of a cell phone plugged into your ear in an automobile. And so I urge your passage when you go to work session of House Bill 2987 with the -1 amendments, Mr. Chair and member of the committee.
Thank you, Representative Butler. We appreciate it.
Are we in work session yet? Did you put us in work session?
We are in work session.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the -1 amendments to 2987.
Representative Lowe moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 2987. Maybe you can inform me a little bit about the discussion around this.
Oh, it was great.
I just... My only other concern about the -1 amendments are... Can they prohibit the use in restaurants like they do smoking?
Oh, what a great idea. No, that's not part of it.
Well, no, but I mean, a city would be able to do that if you just limited it to in vehicles.
The discussion regarding this bill and a companion bill submitted by Fano Creek Grange to outlaw the use of cell phones in vehicles was lively and rather well attended. Amazingly enough for this committee, we had Associated Press and cameras, and everybody was very excited about it. And the gentleman from Fano Creek brought this forward, not because the Grange had any particular problem with it, but just that they felt it was their civic duty to make the streets safer. And there was testimony about 4 fatalities attributable in Oregon to cell phone use, and there were nationwide statistics provided to us about accidents attributable or where there have been cell phone use involved. They did not form a huge percentage, according to my notes, but it was something that we talked about. Also discussed was the hazards in general from inattentive drivers, and I questioned the presenters and other witnesses regarding what use would it be to impose a $300 fine or a $600 fine as a traffic infraction for the use of cell phones when we have much stronger laws on the books for enforcement of traffic regulations and crimes, including reckless endangerment and reckless driving, which carry much heavier sentences, and the enactment of a lesser infraction imposing a mere economic sanction would make it more likely that district attorneys or municipalities would plea bargain these cases down to a lesser offense. So I thought, and also a police officer came and testified, and he thought that it was better to go leaving the enforcement of that to our traffic code as it exists and to not include that into the traffic code. And regarding this, there were some municipalities that testified asking for non-interference into matters of local control or local concern, but the greater weight of the testimony, in my opinion, came on the side of doing what we can to not have patchwork quilt of ordinances where, as Representative Butler testified, you don't know what the rules are and when you've crossed a jurisdictional line. As you could probably imagine, the cellular phone providers, the major ones, came and testified favorably for this. on the grounds of efficiency of enforcement.
But I guess my specific question is, what's the nature of the Dash 1 amendments as opposed to the
Dash 1 amendments kind of address the issue brought up by the gentleman from Fan Oak Creek and fix it so that, frankly, you can talk on your cell phone in the car and nobody can tell you that you can't.
But they can ban them from restaurants if they want to.
That would be a bill that you might have to submit. We did have a long discussion about the efficacy and the public safety factors that might accrue to the citizenry by having requiring that cell phones and cars be hands-free. But that may have to be something we address at a later date.
Okay.
Did I get it right, Mark?
Yes. Well, I think you did.
All right.
We're going to go with the Dash. So I guess there's been a motion to move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2987. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of 2987 and passage to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
House Bill 2987 has been moved with the Dash 1 amendments been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation by Representative Lowe. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
I think that this bill ought not to go on the consent agenda, and it requires a carrier. I think that it might be a good idea if you or the good representative from Hillsborough decide who.
Well, Representative Hill make that decision. He doesn't have to make it right now.
Okay.
So. Seeing that, we don't have any other issues before the committee today. With that,
well done, Mr. Chair.
I would have done it without the Dash 1.